It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Brought by Ice Pick Vodka from our Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and Florida Sports Streaming as well. On this first show of May 2024, the second on the Tee, Florida, brought to you again, as I said, by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewing, serving breakfast daily. And I've had a couple great breakfasts this week. And, of course, Michelob Ultra. Ultra there, the sponsor of our Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Golf Leagues each and every week. We're going to launch another one in 2 weeks, and then... As I said, I'm Mike Rickard. I'm the head of the Hack Nation, and that's two pros in the hack. One pro right now in the house. Well, not in the house, St. Augustine Beach. And he is John Rager, PGA of America teaching professional, golf marketer, golf owner. He may have designed, you'll have to share that with me, golf coach at the high school collegiate level. The more I know about him, it takes a half hour to introduce him, and he does a better job of introducing people than I do any day. So I give you just the bullet points. In the house... for this first hour with us. And then Bill Buttner, the PGA of America, as well as on the tour for 15 years, former Eckerd College head coach for 23 years, and over at St. Pete Country Club right now, and he will be here. And then he heads up north to North Carolina next week. And then, of course, our entertainment squad, and we're a little light that we got people on the IR. Tom Gribben, of course, he's St. Petersburg's most interesting man. He's an author, attorney, promoter, band leader, you name it. Tom has done it. He's on the mend right now. Got a little knee replacement, and he is on the mend. Hopefully he is listening, and a great friend of mine, as well as a huge part of bringing the entertainment into our world. Kerry McNally, he may make a cameo appearance second hour. And then Patty Suzette, our cart girl, the person that everybody loves, the queen of cocktails, but she's also an accomplished artist. Painter, did the mural down here at Ferg's. She will be back next week, and you haven't had a chance to meet him, and I'll introduce you right now. Of course, he is Christian Sharp Champ, of course, known, and he's got our new segment, and that is Fortunes on the Fairway, and we look forward to that each and every week. And now let's bring John Rager into the conversation. We're going to do a quick promo with John and of course, Sherry Krause. She's from the Alzheimer's Rotary Club up in Clearwater, and they're going to have an event at Bel Air Country Club, and I love that track. I've been up there. I had a bite to eat when first got in town, about 2019, got to play around up there, and great track, rich tradition. We'll talk to Sherry Krause, and then at the bottom of the hour, we had him on last week, but, you know, we talked about this, Christian and John. The apex of golf now has pretty much moved to Texas from Florida. You're seeing the migration. And this week, again, the Champions Tour is there. And then, of course, the Byron Nelson. I'll never quit calling it the Byron Nelson. I love that tournament. And you can hear us on our flagship, 106.1 FM, AM 1340. So without further delay, let's bring John Rager into the conversation. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing great. Looking forward to a great show this week. There's so many things to talk about, and we're going to talk a little bit about in the show later on about Peter Oosterhuis, who just passed away, the great European golfer and CBS sports broadcaster for golf. Mike Slufkowen is now switched bags. He's left Jim Furyk, and of course, we don't have Adam Woodward on, but we always love to talk about what Adam Woodward from Golf Week USA Today talked about during his week before we get ready for the show. But talking about Brooks Koepka coming up for the PGA Championship and see if he's going to be able to defend his title. Tiger Woods getting a special exemption into the 2024 U.S. Open, and a potpourri of a variety of things from the world of golf. So we got plenty to talk about this week, and looking forward to at the end of the broadcast, always Wild Bill Cerro's golf weather forecast, plus the John Rea report this week is the potpourri of all the different things that are going on in the world. So remind our listeners out there, we do have a great website on the TFloridaGolf.com, on the TFloridaGolf.com. Go there and you'll see all kinds of great stuff. You'll see our cast of characters, and you'll understand how to download apps and listen to us and some of the events coming up, especially our social media with Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Not Twitter anymore. I keep calling it Twitter. It's X. Threads and Instagram and YouTube. So we got all that together. And so on the tfloridagolf.com, great website. Plus, with this golf league coming up, that's how you sign up for the golf leagues and get involved with it. Plus, you can join our mailing list and win free tickets to the Rowdies and Rays and golf tournaments and things like that just by joining our mailing list for on the tfloridagolf.com.
Well, in addition to our 2 hours of information and laughter, we also are going to have a conversation with Fred Forsley. Fred's in the house from Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery, and you'll enjoy that, John, Shipyard Beer. And he brought his crew down here, a couple of his videographers, and they've been doing interviews with us. I hope you have your best on the T Florida gear on. Oh, this is not videotaped. I was going to say, I hope you have your gear as you're sitting in your boxers up there and getting ready for the Zoom call, but I guess we're not going there. Anyway, and Chris Lewis is in the house from Great Bay, our great friend from Ultra, the promotion and support of everything we do upstairs on the 19th hole. And, hey, the temperatures are starting to get very, very toasty. Now's the time to take advantage of our simulators upstairs. There's Chris Lewis as he departs the building. And golf in the nice air conditioning versus going out there. Now, I know a lot of people have been waiting for the Northerners to take off, but the reality is anytime you can come down here to Ferg's and use our golf simulators, and we're going to be announcing a lot of cool things taking place up there. John Rager's original idea on the long drive contest, we're going to start implementing that in June on a special Thursdays. We'll have craft cocktails upstairs, as well as we will have on the tee Florida in the mix up there. And then during that 3 hours of craft cocktails and 2 hours of our show, we will we'll have a long drive contest. So finally, John.
Hey, Mike, I'd like to add something, too, here is that, you know, for listeners out there, you know, just about everybody that we know and even don't know is on Facebook. And if you go to Facebook and you type in the keyword Ferg's, it'll bring you right to the Ferg's homepage there. You know, he's got thousands and thousands of followers out there. But the reason I mention it, because the golf simulators, you can actually sign up and win a free hour on the golf simulators. So Ferg's been heavily promoting that. So go to Facebook, go to @Ferg's, and you'll find. I guarantee you, you know, once you go there, you will find a spot to sign up for a free hour on the golf simulator and get involved. And again, you know, especially in the summertime and it's getting warm out there, you know, you can go play all these great championship golf courses, not very expensive. Plus, you know, just arm length away is unbelievable craft beer and food and fun in the 19th hole clubhouse upstairs at Ferg's.
Well, it's a spectacular night down here. We've got everything. You should see us. We're all geared up. We've got the Ice Pick Vodka. We've got the Michelob Ultra cans. It's a brandy marketing machine down here on the street today as we prepare for a little videography, as you will. We almost look like the Pat McAfee show. We got stuff everywhere. And
well, you know what tonight is? I guess it's the best golf show you'll never see. Because we can't, we'll go ahead and get some of that videography up on our website down the road here, so we can see all the fun we're having
Theo's
down there
watches.
And enjoying the giant Mick Ultra bottle.
Yeah. In fact, I had to have an armed guard out here when I was getting things set up with this enticing two bottles of liquor. If you've seen the characters that walk by here, and I had to have somebody watching the grounds as the vodka sat here exposed to some of the let's just say the locals that walk by, and these were cold. These were coldies actually, and now they're a little warm. I guarantee you those boys would be pounding that warm one before I caught them. And so interesting down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Hey, by the way, speaking of Sea Dogs Brewery, let's talk about the golf tournament coming up the 23rd, John.
Well, yeah, May 23rd. It's the 50 Lakes Golf Tournament presented by Sea Dogs Brewing Company. And basically what this is it's prosthetic devices that are purchased for kids that don't really afford, they can't really afford them. And so it's just a wonderful charity. It's been along for a number of years in the Pinellas County, St. Pete area. And it's going to be held at Seminole Lake Country Club. So it's going to be Thursday, May 23rd. It's going to be a morning shotgun. That's a four-person scramble. There'll be food and beverages out there and all kinds of fun. And then unique to this tournament, you'll go back to the Sea Dog Brewing Company over there in Treasure Island. And downstairs, they just got a wonderful setup for the post-tournament party. So they'll have plenty of shipyard beer flowing through the taps. We've got a lot of awards, a lot of fun, a lot of atmosphere there. And then also the golf show will be there to broadcast our show and right from Sea Dog Brewing Company. So we're looking forward to having that event. But the way to get in is you go talk to Charlie Breakiron, and he's at the Sea Dog Brewing Company. And he's the managing partner of that, and you go there and you ask for him, and or you just go to the bartender, and they'll go ahead and accept your entry fee. You can write a check or use your credit card, and they'll go ahead and get that accepted and get in there. You know, the other day I just got an email from Kentucky where you have some of the folks that are involved with this charity that, in addition to the locals here, that just sent a check for three teams and three hole sponsorships. So it's filling up fast. The Sea Dog Brewing Company, 50 Lakes Golf Scramble. If you go to onthetflorida.com, our website, onthetflorida.com, you'll see the entry form. And all you have to do is, you know, go ahead and follow the information and get into the tournament because it's filling up fast because it's Thursday, May 23rd. So that's only a couple weeks from now.
Now, Fred Forsley, the owner, the brains and the backbone of this, this entity, he's probably going to think we orchestrated this, the way that you promoted the golf tournament. And I'm telling you, Fred, that was unscripted.
Sure.
I had no idea you're coming down. And that gives you a sample, though, of how John Rager, first of all, when he comes down from St. Augustine Beach, I always have to take him to your place because he may have imbibed the night before on a few ice pick vodkas and Champa Bays. So he always has, what's your favorite entree there, buddy, after a rough night?
Oh, well, at Sea Dog Brewing Company, basically what you do, I mean, anytime I get the opportunity to come on down and do the broadcast live, Mike takes me over to the Sea Dog Brewing Company and I have the hangover burger and it's just wonderful. But, you know, you have a nice shipyard brew right there. You got all these craft beers. And the problem is it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. So after breakfast, I'm ready for another nap before I have to drive all the way back to St. Augustine. Yeah. But what a wonderful place you have there, Fred. And, it really is something there. When I first went there, it was beyond what I thought it was going to be. It, right on the water there, you know, you got two-story building, you got this bar, you got like 500 TVs in there, and you just can't go wrong. And I love the downstairs there. It looks like a big party atmosphere there, and I always enjoy when on Monday nights I listen to the Big Monday Show down there, and, you know, Mike always sends out a video of what's going on. So thank you for your support of On the Tee Florida and also the fun that we always have when we go to Sea Dogs.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the tournament. Up north, we throw a lot. We have a lot of tournaments we've done over the years. 33 years, and we're celebrating our 30th year in Portland, Maine, and we supported a number of tournaments from people don't think there are many great golf courses in Maine, but there's some amazing golf courses up there. And there's one at Sugarloaf Ski Resort that I was just mentioning to a friend of mine, Chris Lewis, who's with Great Bay Distributing, that, and he was loving golf, talking about going to Canada and play golf. Well, really, come to Sugarloaf, and there's a par three that's 130 yards, but it's 400 yards down. Overlooking
400 yards down.
Down, and
you're looking
at a mountain range, and you're going over a cliff, and basically they don't let you walk the course. You have to take a cart, and it's carved out of the mountains, and in Carabasset, Maine. And I was it's just a beautiful course, and at Sunday River they have the same thing. But very excited. But this is the first tournament we've done here, And every year, there are a couple tournaments I've done for a number of years in Maine. One is for breast cancer in memory of my sister, Candace Cares, and it's the first, in August, it's the first Saturday, first Sunday of August. And we've done that since 2009. And my buddy Brad Pollard, who was on your show, that owns Spring Meadows Golf.
Yeah, we're going to have him on in a couple of weeks, by the way.
That's great. Yeah, so I'm excited about this first one. And you mentioned having, you know, being at the Treasure Island location. Charlie Breakiron, who is a golfer, first thing he told me is he loves golf, and he went to Ohio State.
Oh, yeah, first thing he told me, out of the blocks.
Yeah, we got to verify that, I think. Make sure I love him and his wife, Rachel, and the two beautiful children. The thing about our location there is Charlie's created a family, and we've been every one of our locations, the GM, if they're really good, create a family atmosphere with the staff. And today, I was there with Charlie, and his beautiful sons were there, and you know,
Charlie Jr., he's going to be a Hall of Famer
already.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to help cross promote on the tee in Florida, but also in Maine, and then I'll relate some things back. But you know, Treasure Island is a special place, and by having this be the inaugural tournament, we can get behind. I'm very excited about that. So I'm getting a new hip May 9th. So I'm hope I'm getting good enough to come back down. I'm getting it done up in.
You'll be fine by the 23rd. You're okay. riding okay. around with me.
All right.
Well, no, we'll get you Patty the Cart Girl.
Yeah.
Patty the Cart Girl will be your nurse. And she'll be.
Hey, friend. While we have you here, another tournament I know you're supporting and we're excited about. I'm involved as the tournament director for the NFL Alumni Golf Tournament in Tampa. It's a qualifier for the Super Bowl of golf. But I know my good friend Barry Smith and Charlie, they've got a team they're putting in there. They're going to play in that. And my dad played in the NFL for 12 years. He was an all-pro linebacker in the 50s and 60s for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so he and I started this chapter 40 years ago, the NFL Alumni Tampa Bay.
Well,
and so
I'm very excited about that because I don't know if you heard or if you mentioned it, Mike. I don't even know, Mike, if you knew, but a good buddy of mine, David Quimby from Bangor, Maine, befriended Mike Penix.
This is a great story, folks. Listen to this story.
So about a month ago, you know, Dave, who is a friend because we have the brew pub up in Bangor, Maine, he called me and he said, listen, a friend of mine's nephew is Mike Penix Jr., and he wants to have his draft party. He doesn't want to go out to Detroit. He wants to be with his family for his party and to see if he gets drafted in the first round. We don't know if he's going to go in the first round or not, but they want to find a spot. And Dave says, "Will you help me find a spot?" And I said, "Okay." So long story short, we did find a spot. I live over at the Camden Yard, Camden Pier Apartments. We're going to do it upstairs there, and I was going to host it. And so a month ago, we sign a contract, do the deal. Long story short, the ESPN wanted a little contract signed. They wanted a few waivers. And basically, if you read the contract, it was no big deal. Well, the people at the Camden Pier, Cali, could not have been nicer. But some lawyer in Houston that represents the company had an issue, didn't understand, didn't know how to read, basically, I think. But long story short, 24 hours before, they said we couldn't have the party there. So I had to scramble and find another spot with 24 hours to get. And so long story short, we got it done at the Salt Air Condos, and we had the draft party there. We was catered by Bert and the Sea Dog Canteen.
Bert Perella. Group. Yeah.
Yeah. And it couldn't have gone better, right? Because what a class young man he is, and what a class show his whole family and every one of the guests. They were respectful of the property, respectful of what was going on, and they had two phones, and they said if he picks up that phone on the right, that's the NFL phone. The one on the left is his phone. But the minute he picks that up, you know, he's going to be drafted. Well, everybody thought he was going to go in best case 13th, right?
Yep.
Raiders. And we're all sitting there, and everybody's talking because we thought it was too early and da 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 da. All of a sudden, he picks up that phone, and his father stands up, and everybody goes, you know, waving their hands.
I saw that.
And oh my God. So his cousin ends up jumping on the couch. The guy was about 400 pounds. And luckily, his uncle says, "Get down, get down." And as we know, he went in the eighth. He went eighth in the first round. And they honestly didn't know if he'd go even in the first round.
There was a lot of questions marks about it, you know, his health and his durability.
Just to be part of that, I was right behind it. It was like the biggest. Well, it was a big thrill.
No. And I mean, I can speak from it because we have our show, Mike, at Sea Dogs Brewing on Monday nights, Big Monday, with two of our other co-hosts there, Alex and Derek. And we talked about that, Penix. How are we doing this? And Mike brought it up. And it was like, how is this guy going eighth right up against? The only thing that we can think of is probably a hell of a party that you guys were throwing,
I definitely was good luck.
And number two is it seems to follow Kirk Cousins around all the time.
Oh,
so between those
God.
Two.
Oh,
but no, just seeing it on TV, seeing that pleasure and just having that little tidbit for.
Well, what's strange about Atlanta is one of my good friends is a guy named John Marshall. And his daughter married Matt Ryan.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And they have twins. The twins are called Johnny and Marshall, right? So those are the twins after my buddy Johnny Marshall. And I had a little bet with him because I'm a Patriot fan. You remember that one game where we met a couple of miles?
That's how I met you, right here, 2020.
Yeah. So anyways, long story short. It was fun that, and I mean, he got a huge signing bonus. Oh my God. Right.
And his parents are nothing but the salt of the earth.
Oh
right?
Yeah. No question. No question. Very nice people, humble and, it was probably one of the best, events that I think in 30 years that we've ever thrown.
You know, I, just happened to be, Bert and I are friends on Facebook, and I just happened to be looking at Facebook. And I saw the picture, and I was, you know, I thought, I'm going to get Bert on.
Yeah.
And then I looked, and I saw you. I thought you were up north.
I spent a whole day. I was in Stuart, Florida, with a buddy of mine, Jay Lowry, and another buddy of mine, Johnny Martin, and with Bob LeBlanc. And then, why are you still on the – what are you doing on the phone? Just realize, we're on a boat. And I said, I got to get this thing locked down with salt air, because if I don't, we're going to have to shovel people down to
Sea Dog.
And that was our backup plan. And we hadn't told the family that yet. So so my good friend, Chris Ireland, who lives in the building, he went down and signed everything. He had to give him a $1,000 check for the security deposit, pay for security, do all this other stuff. But he did it because he's a sports fan and he's a friend of mine. And we were able to pull it off.
How long of a window did Bert have to get everything ready for?
Oh, he just shifted everything over from where it was going to be, but
gotcha.
Yeah, we were going to get it done somewhere.
Yeah, well,
no, if it was failure is not an option in our.
That's one of the things I have noticed, and that's one of the things I love about our alliance and look forward to. Now, I do have to ask you this. I know you were a runner. You were an athlete in
I wouldn't call myself a runner.
You run.
First 10 yards, maybe.
Yeah. You stay
Jog.
However, you just never been a golfer, have you?
Well, I'm a 5 or a 50. And I have a funny story about that, right? You know the country club. You know when somebody's – you guys know what the country club is? Okay, when somebody says the country club, they mean –
We're talking about Brookline, Massachusetts?
Exactly. Exactly. Maddie
yeah, that, knows that one pretty well.
That's just we met, Brookline, Massachusetts, and plus Matthew Fitzpatrick from England just won the U.S. Open there a couple of years ago.
Right. So I'm a terrible golfer, and a very good friend of mine is a fanatic about golf, and he and I played basketball, and we were always competitive. And there was a member guest, my good friend Sandy Spaulding, who had been a member there, invited me, and I pull in. I get out of the car, and my buddy looks over at me. He's on the putting green. He looks over and says, "Forsley, what the F are you doing here?" Right? He's like, my whole life, I've tried to get on this course, and what are you doing here?
And you tell him, I thought this was the dog track. Yeah. What happened? I didn't realize they put a golf course in the middle of this dog track, right?
Yeah, so long story short, with my handicap and the way they did the tournament, we ended up winning it. And he's still to this day, I can rub it in a little bit.
But you and I have something in common because of our high handicap.
Yeah, we're golfer, an asset. We're an asset.
Yeah, we're a big asset instead of an ass ache.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. So As you look at what is this year number five now down or year number six down at?
We're past six. We're going into seven.
Seven yeah. down there?
Yeah, we're going into it. We opened up on Halloween 6 years ago.
Well, I tell you what, you know, being on Treasure Island since the late 90s with my mom and your addition to that neighborhood in itself raised the level of energy, excitement, and I mean,
yeah,
I'm there three times a week typically.
It's a special place.
Hey, Fred, I got a question for you here, since we have you here, is that somehow, and Mike was explaining this to me, that one of your beers is like the most popular beer or rated one of the best craft beers in England, and it's an American beer. Explain that to me.
Yeah. So my partner, Alan Pugsley, was English and is English, and we and I became partners over 30 years ago, and he brewed at the Ringwood Brewery in Ringwood, England with Old Thumper, and we have a relationship over there in the UK through that, and about 7, 8, 9 years ago, a guy named James Coyle said, would you let us brew Shipyard in the UK and do a collaboration and use your recipes? And we came up with our American Pale Ale using all American ingredients, and Alan interfaced and our team brewers interfaced and went over and brewed over there. And we're right now the largest American craft beer in the UK. And it's called...
Bravo.
And I go over at least 3 or 4 times a year. I mean, we skipped it during COVID, but I was just there a few months ago. And
those are cool pictures.
Yeah.
But it looks like you, well, I know why you wanted to, but it looks like you hit every pub in the area.
Yeah, I don't mind pubs. I enjoy that. Yeah. I do love what I do. It's not a problem.
They call it pub crawls, but when you got home, you got to be crawling a little bit too, a little draggy when you come back across the pond and Judy's waiting for you, and you got to take a 24-hour nap.
That's part of the reason Shane Lowry's belt didn't fit well last week. He was thinking about all that Shipyard going back home and celebrating there with no. Rory there.
So your partner's name is Pugsley? Nothing says English like Pugsley.
And he was he's a biochemist that went to school at University of Manchester, Manchester University, and he's a perfectionist, and he called him Johnny Appleseed of brewing because he set up a number of breweries, but we were the first ones 33 years ago to give him a partnership. And just a great, great person, and in my opinion, one of the best brewers in the world.
Yeah. In the house, this is Bill Butner. He's our Bill. PGA. Nice to meet you. Is Fred Forsley as we do these formal introductions.
Yeah, nice to see you again.
We're down here at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, and
Bill showed up for his tea time, I think.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's always late. Well, usually, you know what he does at St. Pete Country Club? You can appreciate this. I watch it. Get on the microphone here. This is radio. So he created this wine and nine for the women.
Oh, good. Smart.
If she shows up tonight, you'll know why I do nine and wine. So she's promised to be here at six.
Well, we need some beauty, obviously. Look at the mugs here right now.
Wow.
And Fred's got one of his videographers here.
Yeah.
If I'd have known it earlier, I'd have made sure every pretty gal that's in our world would have been on this set. I assure you that.
I'll track them. Don't worry.
I know. You're just like a bead of honey, buddy.
Just like last week, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. He got so jealous, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, you haven't met Patty Suzette, our cart girl, yet.
No.
But she has become the queen of creating ice pick vodka craft cocktails.
Awesome.
Every week she comes in with an ice pick vodka cocktail. And
I have to try it out. Sacrifice myself.
Someone has to.
Yeah.
Someone
has
to. Well, I don't like to have him get one or probably
two.
Your limit is two.
Two
of the.
And then it gets a little loose. Yeah.
Of the Champa Bays, which. It's brilliant, and yeah. That's because you're sitting here.
Well,
when they started that thing, I thought, nice promotion. That's one of the number one sellers down here at Ferg's.
Yeah. Chris,
by far.
Chris Lewis was just taking credit for it from Great Bay Distributing. I'll give it to him.
I didn't think it was him, but I didn't want to call him on it.
After I hit a 100 to 101 winner this week, Mike, it's going to be named after me.
That's how it's going to go, right?
Yeah. So, What's the date for the
hip? May 9th. Yeah.
The hip?
A week from today.
Yeah. So I'm not going to think too much about it. I'll just keep.
We'll be doing a shout out to you. Tom Gribben, you met him a couple of times.
I think he was in that exact seat with a operation coming down there, too.
For his knee. Well, yeah. You have your hip? Because I just did mine.
He just did a hip.
How was it?
Yep. Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
No problem.
How about some old guy sitting around talking? How's your hip replacement?
The lobotomy.
I'm having Tuesday. I'm having a colonoscopy and a stethoscopy, and right now Tom Gribben's on the couch with a knee replacement.
Oh, jeez.
But we're still rocking and rolling. That's the bottom line.
Never quit. Never give up.
Never. And I'm hitting it better. I hit it better today, by the way.
With the new hip?
With the new hip.
You're the bionic man.
How long ago did you have it?
December 4th.
Okay.
So, but I was up and around within 4 weeks.
Okay.
Doing everything.
So for all of you golf listeners out there on our show here on the Tee Florida, take into consideration back, hip issues.
And all needed.
All necessary when you golf a lot, as he did, and then when you are as active as Fred Forsley and Tom Gribben. Of course, me, I've just been perfect. I can't get out of bed.
It's hard to be humble.
I can't get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, God.
It's like rolling out, getting on your knees, and then gradually getting up. You know what I'm saying?
You keep going after it. That's
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Michael Furr. We're going to talk about everything that's going on in the state of Texas. Again, you got the PGA and the Champions Tour down there in Texas. So we'll get a little report from our pro down in the Dallas area. We'll be back on the Tee Florida, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka and our good friends at Ultra and Michelob Ultra.
Cheers.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all gamers, we know you like going to the parks. We know you love roller coasters. We also know that you're a gamer and gamers need to game. At Orlando Esports, we got you, fam. Because OrlandoEsports.gg just opened a state-of-the-art facility on International Drive. We've got hundreds of games installed and ready to play. Hey, you can even log into your own gaming accounts if you want. We got hourly passes, daily passes. Heck, we even got weekly passes. So come on down to 6464 International Drive to Orlando Esports. It's time to get your game on.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection production of On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg's, our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. And of course, a nice, great conversation with the founder and owner of Shipyard Brewery and Sea Dogs Brewery. And of course, Ice Pick Vodka. Champ just picked himself up one. I know I'm going to end up getting Bill Butner one here in a minute. And
awesome.
Right now, I know he'd love to imbibe if he was here. He's down in the Lone Star State, and he's our Texas correspondent, our Texas pro. We got one on the Florida East Coast. We got one right here on the West Coast, and Bill Bartner to my left. And then we've got Michael Ferd in Texas. How are you, my man?
Howdy, folks. I'm doing great. How you doing, Big Mike?
Doing great, and I was looking at the guest list. All my journalists were busy this week, and I thought, well, we talked to them last week. And I thought, wait a minute, we had this conversation last week about Texas being at the apex of the PGA and the Champions Tour now, and once again this week the same thing. So I thought, why not bring back the Texas Pro and have you break down? Of course, I love the Byron Nelson, and of course, you've got the Infinity there as well. And so you've got the Champions Tour as well as the PGA.
You know, my boy John Daly got his first win on the Senior Tour, PGA Champions Tour. I hate calling it the Senior Tour, but PGA Champions Tour down there at the Insperity in Houston about 5 years ago. So he got his inaugural win. Took him a year to finally get it figured out to where he could compete.
Last week, he got dead last, right?
He was 9 freaking over par. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He doesn't play very good at Las Colinas Country Club. He's never really played very well there. It doesn't set up good for him. It's a very hilly golf course. And even though he gets to put his big butt in a golf cart, it's still tough for Big John.
Well,
hey, Michael, we're just noticing now that this particular tournament at the Insperity Invitational, which starts tomorrow at the Woodlands Country Club in Houston, Bernhard Langer, age 66, is going to make his PGA Champions return, and on his right foot, he'll wear a size 10 shoe, on his left foot, a 10.5 shoe, I guess, to take care of that torn tendon that he had, I guess, Achilles heel that he had to rehab from. But, you know, at age 66, and I know he toured, you know, early in the year, and he's back already out there on the PGA Tour Champions, so I'm sure that's going to be the talk of the town there.
Oh, yeah. And he is always the talk. He is the Iron Man for the PGA Tour and the PGA Champions Tour. That guy is automatic top 10 every single time he plays, regardless.
Well, I guess it's they said that during his press conference that how he got his game back in shape is he went out and he's got like 3 or 4 grandkids under the age of 4, and they all went out and played golf together all the time. And that's how he got his game back together.
Well, you know, I had an injury to my left leg, and my left foot is bigger than my right foot, so I can completely understand the difference in having different size shoes because of to compensate for injuries.
What the heck did you have? That sounds a little gruesome, brother.
Oh, man. I was doing some side work, and I fell in between the lift gate on a truck and hit my knee while holding a 100-pound truss, which is what they build the concert stages out of, on my shoulder. I was carrying this thing, and so, yeah, I ended up with a hole in my leg about the size of my pinky. Looked like I got shot. It took a little bit to get over that. And I should have done a
warning to the audience. I didn't know you were going to give us a play-by-play.
I think we got the Florida man, and then we got the Texan man. I think that was the Texan man story on that one. There.
Exactly.
So with John, you had your hip replacement, right?
Or that would be Bill Butner, our partner in crime.
So, is one side a little bit bigger than the other as far as his feet and his legs go, or is that everything back to normal?
There's still some numbness, but size-wise, we're all the same.
This geriatric segment is brought to you by our good friends at ABC Orthopedic. Enough about your broken up down old carcass. You're still out there. We're talking the Champions Tour. These guys tough it out.
What about the PGA of America? How about they finished last Saturday at Frisco?
Well, we're gonna go over that. Let's go over that, Michael, and then let's talk about this Byron Nelson.
Yeah, the East Course is the toughest of the courses there in Frisco, and that's where they play 3 of the 4 rounds. You have your first two rounds, one on the East course, one on the West course, make the cut, and then make them suffer on the East course. So, yeah, it was great.
Well, you know, I can attest to that. You know, at the North Florida section, we always like to follow some of our local players, and it's interesting because up in my part of the world, Hayes Farley, young golf professional, PJ member up here, after the first round, you know, he shot, he was 400 par, and then he had a one over par 73 after the second round, and then he just went south. That golf course had to be so tough the last 36 holes. I mean, all the scores were just absolutely through the roof.
I was going to say the winner shot 76, and he didn't have any challenges. It was just brutal to watch how hard the golf course was playing.
Those golf courses are wing-style courses, so there's a lot of flat land, and so the wind, when it picks up, it's really blowing hard out there. So, big challenge.
We're losing you, Michael. Are you on a cell phone?
I'm in my house beyond a cell phone. Yes, sir.
Walk towards the window, brother.
Okay.
Don't walk out the window.
Or like this.
Hey, while he's walking towards the window, so Ben Pollard was the 2024 PGA Professional Championship. For our listeners out there, these are the club pros. Okay, this is their championship, and they take I think it's like top 16 get to go play in the PGA Championship, which is coming up at Valhalla in May, just a couple weeks from now. But Ben is from the Shooting Star of Jackson Hole, which I'm not sure, is that a golf club? I'm not sure what that is, but from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, that's quite a really quality place there. But, yeah, Bill, you're right. He shot 76 the last round and still won the tournament.
Yeah, there was very few under par scores. The one guy that shot 70, he lapped the field and finished, obviously, the top 20. Did the top 20 go to the PGA?
Top 20. The best story of that whole event was the guy that was fighting for the 20th spot. He was 7 over par through 71 holes, and on the very last hole, he makes an eagle to get into the PGA Championship. And I think that's probably the story of that championship, being able to make it to the PGA shooting 5 over par for 72 holes.
Well, that is absolutely incredible. And so in our part of the world, John Summers, who's from Clearwater, Florida, but he actually plays out of Southern Hills Country Club up in Brooksville. So John played very well, and he finished tied for fourth, so he's on his way to the PGA of America Championship. And then a heartbreak there is Ray Koch, who was from the Ritz-Carlton Golf Club in Orlando, finished tied for 21st because that eagle blew everybody out of there and got him in. So that was pretty good championship. You know, we're all prideful of the PGA Professional Championship.
And don't get me wrong, I think on this Sunday, I think usually after the week before the PGA Championship, they usually do PGA, they show the after the last round, right, Bill?
Yeah, they were showing it. Yeah, it was blood and guts going through there trying to watch like a tour school.
I had the broadcast muted, but I was watching the periphery of all these fairways, and I'm thinking, where the hell? I thought, you know, you guys give me a bad time at Iowa. I thought it was maybe one of those Western Nebraska courses or Iowa, and it was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And I've been through there probably a dozen times. I didn't realize they had a track of that caliber, but there's a lot of money in Jackson Hole. I know that, fellas.
Hey, Michael, I have a question for you here. I saw this during the coverage of the tournament. So evidently, they had a rain delay or something where they couldn't finish the round of golf, maybe after round one or something like that. So they went out, instead of keeping the cups in the same place and then starting the next round, they actually just went ahead and recut all the cups, which is very unusual for a championship golf tournament like that.
You're not supposed to cut the new cups and put new tee markers out until everybody completes that round from the same point A to point B. It changes the dynamics and the difficulty and the scoring average, it changes everything. So, yeah,
they absolutely did that, and I guess it's from a practicality standpoint. But, you know, the PGA of America, in some ways, being club pros, sometimes we all have to operate in the gray. you know, because, sure. you know, we service our members, our customers, our guests, and you run tournaments, and you're trying to make it work. And evidently, if they didn't do that, it may have not worked to even complete the tournament in time for the 72-hole event. So with that, another innovation there. But you're right, because you could have a 2-foot putt for birdie, then all of a sudden, now you're 12 feet away when you go out there the next day after you mark your ball.
Well, you figure they have 150 golfers on the East Course, 150 golfers on the West Course. You can't hunt play long enough to cut the grass and cut new cuts, especially when you're trying to recuperate from a rain delay. You got to keep the train moving.
Exactly.
Michael, let's talk about the Byron Nelson. Who do you like this week? Who's the horse for this course? Has he got a little Texas background?
He's not from Texas, but Chestin Hadley, Mr. Snap to it. That guy, he's famous for his finger snap when he makes his birdie. He's always got the little finger snap going. So yeah, Mr. Snap Happy, Chestin Hadley.
Did we give up
he's
on
currently seven? No, Jordan's still, you know, he's still trying to figure out who he is.
Wow.
Well, I did read in the news articles that Jordan evidently is nursing a wrist injury. And, you know, he hasn't quite completely got that under control.
If you watch Jordan, April, May, and June, he actually has his wrist taped pretty much all the time during that time of the year, because that's the thickest the grass is all year long. So, you know, when you're hitting out the rough, I mean, you're getting a little steep, but you get stuck and start hurting your wrist. It typically,
you know, Michael, it's interesting that CJ Cup, even though you have a lot of the marquee players, you still have some of the players that aren't so marquee. And, you know, even for me, where I follow it pretty closely and, you know, try to keep track of all the different names, there's a few names that have popped up in the leaderboard today. I've never heard of these people before, and shame on me, I guess. So here's one named Brad Hop. Hop Finger. Have you heard of him?
No, the Byron Nelson is a great event, and I haven't heard of him. But everybody pays homage to Lord Byron, but that is a first-timer winner's event. 60% of the winners of that are first-time winners, so it's kind of always been that way.
Yeah, here's another guy I never heard of, Max Greisserman. Max Greisserman, -5.
Well,
he popped up on my top
England,
10 last week there, John.
Was he really?
Yes, sir.
I believe.
What, did you just draw him out of the hat or something?
Lead at -8.
Hey, Michael, you guys down there in Texas called Scotty Scheffler String Bean. What was Jordan Spieth's nickname growing up?
That guy, we just always called him Mr. Up and Down, because all he needed was his driver and his wedge. He didn't need a putter because he hit it so close with his wedge, he'd just pick it up. But, yeah, we always called Scotty String.
So you would call Jordan Spieth the human elevator then?
The human highlight reel, man. That kid was phenomenal. When he was 12 years old, at one of our most...
It sounds like you should sound like Mike. He just gets up and
shot. He shot 61 from the tips, and it's still the course record when he was like 11 and a half years old. That's just crazy.
Well, here's one more name. Here's one more name. This is a great name for a professional golfer. Austin Smotherman. The Smotherman. I guess how many times has he topped it off the tee?
Oh, my gosh. That guy, Adam Shank, I would hate to have his name.
Hey, there's a pro from Texas, and you may know him, Michael.
He plays the New Year's Invitational every year.
Does he?
We laughed at him, and then he finally won our event, and then there he is, a tour player.
Another great name is Cam Champ. That's a good name, Cam Champ.
Champ. Adam Shank. Great. I think I got to go with Shank. That's kind of near and dear to my heart.
There's a guy in Texas, I believe. It's been a long time, but I believe he was a club pro or something. His name is Johnny Putt.
Johnny Putt?
Johnny Putt was this guy's name.
Bravo.
That's better than Johnny Putts.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, Michael. Well, thanks for taking time to join us today again as Texas continues to show why the Lone Star State is becoming the hub, the apex of PGA golf these days, and the Champions Tour with as many events that you got this year, and of course the PGA headquarters right there in Texas. You're right in the right spot, buddy boy.
We're excited for Colonial. I'm a local Colonial caddy. They call me Dallas out there because I come from Dallas National. Sunday is the first day for the members to be able to play the newly renovated $20 million Gilhance renovation.
Wow.
So they're only allowing 70 golfers out there on Sunday, and then on the 8th, they're allowing 70 golfers, and on the 11th, another 70, and then the PGA takes over. Members are only 210 members get to play the tournament, play the course before the tournament.
I hope they put it down a marker for where Emilio Grillo hit his ball down the fountain there. I really hope they have a marker there that some people, guys can try it out there.
Some memoriam.
17 and 18 are absolutely the same. They did not change them hardly at all. So you'll still have that short 17 hole with the water drainage area. And same thing on 18. That splits it. So not much changes to that.
All right, my friend. Will you? You certainly enjoy your weekend. A lot going on down there in the state of Texas, and I'm sure you'll be immersed again next week. So maybe we'll get another recap from you next week.
All right, man. I'm raising money for Cops for Kids on Saturday and for Cowboys for Cancer.
You're a hell of an American, and I'm proud to have you on our show. You do a superb job generating funds for how many charities now?
Wow, 62 last year. $187,000 went to 62 different organizations.
All right, brother. Well, God bless you, and we'll talk to you probably next week.
Yes, thank you guys all so much, and thanks for everything, Big Mike and the crew. You guys hang in there.
Big Mike, have you seen Mike recently? He shrunk.
You know what?
Hey, man, got to be nice to the hack, man. You got to be nice to the
YouTube
hack.
We're not on YouTube yet.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Michael Furr ain't exactly a towering person, but we are in spirit, pal. Because what are you, six foot six?
Everybody says I look bigger on TV.
we both do. All right,
that's
Michael.
That's strictly because of my big shaft. I'm sure that's strictly because of my big shaft, though.
Exactly. All right, man. Have a good one. We come back
second guys.
Hour. You bet. We come back second hour. We'll actually have our conversation talking about the event taking place up at Bel Air Country Club. Of course, it's for the Alzheimer's, and that is Sherry Cross. She'll join us at the top of the hour. Then we'll do our champs fortune in the fairway, the John Rager report. We'll do the leaderboards as well, and then a special guest is coming up from our good friend Bill Butner, and we'll introduce her to the airwaves as well. We're going to take our break at the top of the hour. We'll be back on the Tee, Florida. Of course, we got a minute left. So are you going to give us a little teaser, Bill Butner, real quickly on our potential guest?
Well, a potential guest.
She a wine and nine.
She's a nine and wine specialist. And she's
specialist.
Here. She's coming here on behalf of the group to make sure that you understand why I have to do what I do.
I will have a Champa Bay in her hands before she sits her pretty, you know what.
She's right having her nails done right now.
Oh, for the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, John Rager, we'll take some pictures and video for you so you feel like you were part of this unveiling of another cart girl here on the Tee, Florida. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.